From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia attacks terrorists utilizing Iranian airbase. Russia said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran for the first time to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. Russia's defense ministry says long-range bombers and front-line bombers were launched from the Hamadan airbase located around 280 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. Tuesday marks the first time that effort has expanded outside of Syria. Alessandra Valucci is a spokeswoman at the UN in Geneva.
The commission emphasizes, however, that the attacks on Aleppo City, even if in accordance with the laws of war, will only further devastate the civilian population.
Russia forces have been conducting airstrikes supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government since late September of last year. Russia has insisted its air campaign is focused on terrorists and not on the rebels who oppose Assad. In the biggest transfer so far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. R. Nicholas Palerino, a visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions the administration's position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
An Amnesty International spokesperson said keeping it open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. This is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir on Monday said he would consider a UN plan to send in another 4,000 troops to his country to help stop recent violence that killed hundreds and threatened last year's peace agreement. Initially, his government expressed opposition to the Security Council action, but speaking to Parliament on Monday, he called for negotiations on the best way forward.
Already there are people who are accusing the Tigono of refusing and fighting the UN. I want to confirm on this great day that this is not accurate appraisal of our position.
The United States, meanwhile, has strongly condemned a targeted attack last month in which South Sudanese soldiers raped several foreign aid workers and murdered a journalist at the capital at a hotel in Juba. Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, called on officials in South Sudan to investigate the incident. President Kiir yesterday also announced an investigation into that particular violence. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is facing a challenge from one of the country's former leaders as his administration tries to fend off allegations of corruption over misusing a multi-billion dollar development fund. Former leader Mahathir Mohamad, who served as prime minister from 1981 to 2003, has left the ruling party and created a new political party aimed at uniting opposition to Najib Razak's leadership. U.S. military officials have assured China they are under no threat from South Korea's decision to deploy a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy possible North Korean missiles. But the decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there's a high concern the system is intended to track Chinese missiles. Austrian police say there are no signs of terrorism links after a mentally ill man launched into a stabbing rampage on a train in western Austria on Tuesday. According to police, the man, identified as a 60-year-old German national, appeared mentally unstable as he attacked two people. The attacker was headed to the city of Bregenz, where he frantically began stabbing two passengers. The first, a 19-year-old, was stabbed in the stomach and back, while the other, a 17-year-old, had his throat slashed. Rising U.S. star Simone Biles will be back in action Tuesday, looking for her fourth gold medal on the final day of gymnastics action in Rio. Biles missed her chance of becoming the first woman to win five gold medals during a single Olympics after a misstep on the balance beam on Monday, eventually finishing with a bronze medal. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.